The Money Show.
The Markets.
Markets were soggy on the day, not only here, but around the world. And we saw quite a sharp sell-off happening amongst resources shares. Industrials were negative too, but there was a small bounce in amongst financial stocks. Merrill Peck is a portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group. And I saw an update come through today from those nice people at the pharmacy.
Yeah, so you're talking about Dis-Chem, Bruce. Good evening.
Absolutely right. I should be more specific. Yes, at Dis-Chem Pharmacies. not Clicks, the other pharmacists, or the smaller pharmacies within the other supermarket groups, but absolutely. A trading statement coming through from Dis-Chem today. They should have held up quite well.
Yeah. So clearly, this has been a COVID winner. Along with other sort of staples, food producers, but also the pharmaceutical companies. And I think not only is Dis-Chem's underlying business performing well, but we've seen they've confirmed in this announcement the third, I think, now acquisition, sort of bolt-on acquisition I'm not too sure how to pronounce it, Kaelo.
Kaelo, I think. That's what it looks like to me, yes.
Yes. So they've also got some interesting acquisitive growth in addition to, continuing to expand space and grow organically.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's the pharmacy businesses have proven to be such wonderful investments for a long period of time. It's led to the big turnaround we've seen at Clicks over many years. And certainly, Dis-Chem has been operated very, very smartly indeed. I see lots of people quoting the chief executive of ShopRite this evening. And I know retail is particularly close to your heart. I don't know if they've had an investor call today in which they've been talking about the fact that South Africa's regulatory regime is really... I'm going to summarize what they said. This isn't what they said, but anti-poor in terms of reducing the efforts of ShopRite to keep product costs down. Were you part of that call at all today?
I was not, but I've seen it seems, I think, around the AGM. I'm not too sure what the specific comments were and which regulation he is referring to.
Nor am I, but
talking about wages, etc.
Yeah, but because ShopRite really has cornered the market in terms of value retail in South Africa. They've been really, really strong on it, and I don't think they are alarmist at all, and it does worry me.
Yes.
In an increasingly inflationary environment, if they beginning to talk, say, worrying things about food.
Yeah, so I mean, he could be referring to a number of things, in terms of labor regulations or competition, competition commission type of things. Without actually seeing the specific comments, I'm not sure what he's referring to. But I think what your previous guest was referring to about the oil price, this petrol price increase is quite worrying with a, let's say, the next 12 to 18 months view of the consumer, and particularly ShopRite's consumer base is quite heavily exposed to transport costs. So we know that in the public transport industry, particularly in the taxi industry, when we get a fuel price hike like this, it is going to flow through to consumers, and lower-end consumers are the ones that... are most exposed to either food inflation or transport costs. And, of course, food inflation is indirectly impacted by transport costs. So they must certainly be discussing this at their excos now in terms of demand. Planning and forecasting.
I'm getting a sort of sense of food price apocalypse happening. And I mean, I don't want to overstate it, but just looking at what's happening to input costs in the food sector, looking at what's going to happen to transport costs, the forecast today from the AA of fuel prices going up to 19 Rand, possibly even to 20 bucks before the year is out, certainly 20 bucks a litre, unless we see a dramatic turnaround in oil prices and all the fortunes of the currency or both in the new year, we'll get there. And that's got to feed into all of these prices and all of these costs.
Yeah, it's certainly going to put pressure onto, firstly, directly transport costs, but then it starts to spill through into many other areas, and the second round effects of a prolonged fuel price spike, you know, will shave some growth off household expenditure, and, you know, apply pressure to input costs for corporates as well. And they will then be faced with the choice of either trying to pass those through or absorbing it by way of lower margins. So, a prolonged oil price, it's good for a handful of companies, for example, Sasol. It is not that good for consumption and the retail sector, generally speaking.
Absolutely. Thank you, Beryl Peck, Portfolio Manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group.